Nice night.
昨天睡得好吗?
A restful night.
休息得好吗?
You mean you didn't stay awake and pray all night?
你没有一整个晚上起来这样祷告吗?
Sneaky.
滑头.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark 3.
来到马可福音第三章。马可福音第三章。
Tomorrow when we come together, my plan is to give you at least two things.
今天我希望能够至少在两点上跟你们分享。
First of all, I want to share with you some prophetic things about the Chinese church in God's time plan and schedule.
就是我想跟你分享一下有在神的时间的计划里面，我想分享一下一些有关中国人的一些先知预言的事。
And how he hopes to fit you right into what he's doing.
然后他希望能够把大家都引入他现在所做的事情当中。
Secondly,
第二件事,
we're going to release anointings for prayer tomorrow.
明天我们要就是要释放这个就是祷告的一个恩膏。
How many of you would like more power for prayer?
你们当然希望有更多的祷告的能力。
That's a good healthy desire.
这是一个很好的渴望。
How many of you would like to be a mighty man of valor?
有多少人希望就是在神里面是个大有能力的，是个尊贵人？
As much as God wants to raise up people of great power and authority in the church,
虽然神非常渴望在教会里面兴起是这样大有能力的人，
The devil wants to bring you down.
但是仇敌同时是想把你拉下来。
He wants to bind you up.
他希望把你捆绑起来。
So you can never be a person of valor for God.
所以你对神来讲，你永远都不能成为那样一个尊贵有能力的人。
So we're going to talk at least in part about that this morning.
所以今天早上我们花一点时间谈到这些事。
Are you ready?
你预备好了吗？
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
For your great goodness and your kindness toward us.
就是你向我们所显的大慈爱。
It's so exciting to be alive today, Lord.
主，我们能够在这个时代活着，我们真的是很兴奋。
This the greatest time in the history of man.
这是人类历史上最值得兴奋的一段时刻。
When your lofty heart is at last going to be satisfied.
就是你那么大的心，现在终于可以被满足了。
And we thank you for allowing us to be a part of that.
感谢你允许我们成为这当中的一部分。
This morning, as I share.
今天早上当我分享的时候
，Help me to share your heart，
帮助我能够分享出你的心意
，To share your thoughts，
分享出你的心思想法
，And by your Holy Spirit，
啊，经由圣灵
，Bring the words home and make them real to the people who are here，
把这话深深的带到我们里面来，以至于对我们来讲成为实际
，So that everyone in this room will feel enlarged by the time we finish our time together tomorrow。
当我们明天我们课程结束之后，我们每个人里面都被扩充了。
And we give you praise.
我们把感谢归给你。
Amen.
Amen.
Mark 3, I'm going to ask Nikki to read 24 through 27.
马可福音第三章第二十四到二十七节。若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住。若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住，必要灭亡。没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
He is specifically speaking here of Satan's ultimate destruction.
他这边讲到那个就是撒旦那个最终的那个毁灭的计划。
But he's also giving us a very important key for our lives.
但这边他也同时给我们一个关乎我们生命一个很重要的一把钥匙。
How many of you who are here this morning, are preparing for ultimate ministry? Raise your hand.
你们当中有多少人在这边是预备为你那个你这生至终那个最大的那个呼召？
So you're preparing to be a pastor or an evangelist or a prophet.Or an apostle, but some sort of pastoral type ministry. Raise your hand.
就在殿里面都好像是为了你们，就是某种程度上的 教牧方面的那个的服事，像是先知、哦、或者是你是传福音的，或者是就是做牧师，有多少人是这样预备来这边？
Raise it high so I can see it.
刚刚举起来我可以看见。
Good. Well, I want to share something with you.
我要跟你们分享一些事。
One of the most important parts of your training is the training in prayer.
就是对你这个，你对你的训练来讲，最重要的一件事情就是祷告上的训练。
One of the very first times that I ever heard the Father speak audibly.
当我第一次听到父神用可听见的声音向我说话的时候
，It is the voice of the sounds of many waters.
就是好像那个众水的声音。
He said to me,
他向我说
，Any ministry that is not built on a platform of personal prayer.
就是任何的服事，如果不是建造在一个个人的祷告的根基之上
，In this hour，
在这个时刻
，I will personally bring down，
我就会亲自把它拆毁。
So every ministry that is going to be built in this hour，
就在这个时刻，有任何的一个事工能够被建造起来
，must be built on a platform of personal prayer，
就一定是建造在一个个人祷告的这样一个根基之上。
You have to have a healthy prayer life.
你需要有一个非常健康的祷告生活。
You can't depend on others praying for you. You must have a healthy prayer life yourself.
你必须自己有个非常健康的祷告生活。你不能依靠别人来为你祷告。
Or in the days ahead, any ministry you build will ultimately be brought down by the Lord.
就是在未来的日子里头，如果不是这样子，你任何的服事就会被神拉下来。
Now I know that that's a hard word.But it's something we need to take seriously.
我知道这样的话就是听起来是很硬，但是你需要很认真的来考虑这件事。
And I'm saying this to you because of what I'm going to be sharing with you this morning.
我如此说是因为我待会要跟你们分享的。
If Satan can attack your prayer life,
就是撒旦如果他能够攻击你个人的那个祷告生活
，and if you will let him succeed.
如果你允许他成功的话
，You are bringing your value to the Lord down to a very, very little bit.
那就是你在神面前的价值，你自己就把它变成非常的低。
Because ministry that is not built on prayer and through prayer,
就是你的事工如果不是在祷告中，而且是借着祷告这样建立
，is a ministry of the flesh or a ministry of the soul.
那就是一个属魂、一个属肉体的一个事工。
And it cannot last.
那就没有办法长存。
So, of all the things that you seek to protect in the days ahead,
就是在未来日子，在你所有一切你想要保护的这些事情当中
，protect your prayer life with your life.
用你的生命来护卫你的祷告生活。
Never let Satan take it away from you.
你绝对不要允许撒旦把这个事情拿走。
Now, back to the scripture.
让我们回到经文。
If a kingdom is divided and rebelling against itself, that kingdom cannot stand.
如果一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住。
And if a house is divided and split into factions and rebelling against itself, that house is not able to last.
若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。
You are a house. You're the house of the Lord.
你就是神的家。
You're a kingdom.
你是个国。
Part of the kingdom of God.
你是神国的一部分。
In you is many ministries,
在你里面有很多的事工
and many kingdoms that all are part of God's kingdom.
里面有很多的国，而这一切都是神国的一部分。
And if your kingdom, that is your heart, is divided against you, you cannot stand.
就是你里面的国，也就是你的心，如果是分了很多面来跟你对抗的话，你就站立不住。
If your house is divided against itself.You cannot stand.
就是你这个家如果自相纷争，你就站立不住。
In other words, if Satan is able to shackle you,
就说如果撒旦他有办法这样子好像捆锁你
，and split the house of your heart,
能够把你心中的那个把它有所分割
，he can bring you down.
他就把你可以把你整个人带下去。
Now let's come down to verse 27.
我们来看二十七节。
No one can enter into a strong man's house and ransack his house, his household goods.
就是没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具。
Right and left and seize them as plunder.
然后能够把他捆，你必须先把他捆绑住。
Unless he first binds the strong man, then indeed he may thoroughly, say thoroughly,
完全的,
he may thoroughly plunder his house.
你必须先捆绑他，你才能够完全的把他家完全的抢夺过来。
No one knows this principle better than Satan.
这个原则没有一个人对他有更好的、更清楚的了解，除了撒旦之外。
The Bible tells us to be harmless as doves. harmless as doves.
哦，圣经上叫告诉我们说，我们要驯良像鸽子。
But to be wise as serpents.
但是需要像蛇那样的灵巧。
To be wise as serpents means to understand the ploys of the enemy.
就是 你要灵巧像蛇的意思，就是你要知道仇敌的诡计。
To be harmless as the nature of God.
而 你需要那样子的驯良，好像神的本性那样。
But very wise to the ways of the enemy.
但是你对仇敌的工作，你却要非常的具有智慧。
So Satan desires to plunder your house.
所以仇敌的渴望是要他把你的家要来抢夺。
That's never a thing to be fearful of.
这件事情你完全不需要害怕。
I've heard Christians say, "Well, I'm not going to be an intercessor."
我听到有些基督徒说，哦，我不想成为一个代祷者。
I'm not going to be a warrior.
我不想成为战士。
Because if I don't fight against Satan, he won't fight against me.
因为我如果不去跟他对抗，仇敌就不会来找我的麻烦。
I just smile.
那我就在那边微笑。
And I think he's already initiated his first and best strategy.
我就想说，仇敌已经开始他那个最厉害的那一招了。
To convince you not to fight.
就是来说服我们说我们不要征战。
So the minute we get saved, we're in a battle whether we like it or not.
就是不管我们愿不愿意，我们一旦就是得救之后，我们就已经进入这样的一个战场。
Am I right?
我说的对吗？
The Lord never promised us a rose garden free of the thorns.
就是说，好像仇敌，神从来没有应许我们说我们可以进入一个玫瑰花园，从来没有刺的。
So these beautiful roses are going to bear thorns.
就是这些美丽的玫瑰上面的确是有刺。
In the world is tribulation.
在这个世界上就是灾难。
But Jesus gave us a very comforting word.
但他给我们一句非常安慰人的话。
In telling us that He has overcome the world.
但他告诉我们说他已经胜了世界。
So we never have to fear what Satan wants to do.
所以我们对于撒旦要坐在我们身上的，我们从来都不需要害怕。
If we needed to fear anything at all,
但是如果我们需要真的好像有所畏惧的话，
it would be to fear, the fear of battle.
就是你要惧怕说你对征战的惧怕。
If you fear battle,
如果你害怕去征战，
you won't fight,
你就不会去征战。
And Satan has already won.
那撒旦就已经赢了。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的意思。
So battle is never the problem.
所以战争永远都不是那个问题。
The problem is,
那个问题是在于
how we deal with the things that come into our lives.
就是我们怎么样来面对处理这个到我们生命当中的这些事。
Come with me, please, to 1 Corinthians,
请翻到哥林多前书
chapter 10,
第十章。哥林多前书第十章。
I'm going to have Nikki read verse 6 through 12.
哥林多前书十章第六到十二节。这些事都是我们的借鉴。叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的，也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23000人。也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正如警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Okay, this is telling us some very important information about the ways of God.
就是有关于神的做事的法则，这边有很重要的一些资料。
And also some very important information about the ways of Satan.
同时也告诉我们一些有关神的、有关撒旦的一些事情的很重要的一些资讯。
You remember way back in the days when Moses brought Israel out of Egypt.
你记得很多很多年前，当摩西把那个就是以色列人从埃及带出来的时候
，And the prophet Balaam, came to the king of Moab.
就是这个巴兰这个先知，他来到摩押王面前。
He was summoned to come and curse Israel.
他被召唤来就是要来咒诅以色列人。
You remember that story, right?
你记得这个圣经的故事
？May I point out that story never would have been in the Bible?
让我指出来说，这个故事其实不会在圣经里面。
If Israel had not been afraid of battle.
就是如果这些以色列人没有惧怕征战的话，这个故事就不会被记载在圣经。
They had been told to go in, at Kadesh Barnea and take the land.
就是他们被这样子来，就是被神这样带领说，他们要进去那个得那个地。
Remember that story?
你记得这故事吗
？They sent the spies in.
他们就差了一些探子进去。
And the spies came back saying there are giants in the land.
然后这些探子回来就说哇，那地上面都是巨人。
And the two spies said, "No, no, these giants are lunch for us."
就是这两，其中只有两个，就两个探子说回来说他们是我们的食物。
But the fearful words of the ten overtook the whole congregation of Israelites.
但是那些十个探子他们所说的话，那个惧怕就临到所有的以色列人。
So they became afraid of battle.
所以他们就开始对征战很惧怕。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你听到我所说的？
They refused to go in and take the land.
他们就拒绝进去得着那地。
And what happened next?
那之后接下来发生什么事呢？
Balaam trots in on the scene on his lofty donkey.
然后巴兰就骑着他的驴就进入了整个事情当中。
And he was sent to curse Israel.
那巴兰就被差遣要来咒诅以色列人。
But God says to Balaam,
但是神对巴兰说
I like these people and I don't like what you're about to do.
就是我喜爱就是以色列人，我不喜欢你想要做的事。
So I'm going to give you words of blessings to speak over my people Israel.
所以我要给你的话是祝福的话，来向着我的百姓以色列人来说。
Now as Satan would have it,
就是如果让撒旦要来做的话，
He was feeling extremely frustrated by now.
在这个时候呢，他已经感觉到非常的挫败。
Here he thought he could curse the church of God.
他在想说，他本来是可以来咒诅神的教会。
And God couldn't do a thing about it.
然后神却常常束手无策，不能做什么。
He thought he had them right in his hand.
那撒旦以为说这一切都在他的掌控之中。
And God overturned everything at the last minute.
但神却在最后一分钟把一切事情都扭转。
So he thinks.
所以撒旦在想
，I'm not going to put up with this.
我拒绝接受这样的事。
There's got to be another way to get to these guys.
就一定有其他办法能够来这样子咒诅这些人。
And he thought, and he thought, and he thought, and he thought.
所以撒旦就不断的在思索。
Ah, I've got a way.
我想到一个办法。
Idolatry.
就奸淫。
Rebellion.
叛逆。
Immorality.
一些不道德的事。
If I can lock them up in idolatry.
如果我能够把这些人锁在就是在奸淫当中。
Rebellion.
悖逆
and or immorality,
或者就是一些不道德的事
I don't have to worry about what God is going to do.
那我就不用担忧说神要做什么事
I've got them anyway.
我已经得着他们了
That's what this is talking about.
这就是这边这个经文所说的事
And Paul is saying to us,
所以保罗这边跟我们说
those things that happened to Israel back then,
就在那个时候发生在以色列人身上的事
are not just good story.
并不是一个很好的故事而已。
But they are put in the Bible.
他们被记载在圣经当中。
To help today's church.
就来帮助今天的教会。
Understand God's ways.
能够来明白神做事的法则。
And furthermore, Satan's ways.
更进一步是让我们也知道仇敌的作为。
So Satan looks at you as you desire to move on in God.
就当你渴望在神里面能够继续成长的时候，撒旦这样看着你。
Initially, you're not too much of a problem.
就刚开始你对他不是个太大的问题。
But if he sees in you that you are really serious about going on in God,
但如果撒旦看清楚你里面是真的渴望在神面前开始成长。
The first thing he's going to do is he is going to try to help you do what you want to do.
那他第一件会做的事就是他开始帮助你做你想要做的事。
You say, how could he help me build a ministry?
你想说他怎么样帮助我那个开始一个事工呢？
He helps you by enticing youTo do it in the flesh.
他第一个就是这样牵引诱惑你，让你在血气里面去做。
Look what great talents you have.
就是你看看你的才华是何等的大。
You're very intelligent.
你是极其聪明的。
You have many gifts.
你有许多的恩赐。
And you're kind of a good-looking guy.
然后你其实长相也挺好的。
Just think how much everyone will like you for your wonderful personality.
所以像你这样一个这么棒的一个个性，有多少人会喜欢你？
You can do good works for God.
你可以为神做许多美好的事工。
Remember when he gave you the gift of healing?
你记得他给你那个医治的恩赐的时候。
With your personality,
再加上你的个性。
Your intelligence,
你的智慧。
And the gift of healing too.
还加上当然就是那个医治的恩膏。
You're set. That's all you need.
这是你一切所需要。你已经成功
了。You can build a great ministry for God.
你可以为神建造这个非常好的、非常伟大的事工。
You don't have to worry about a prayer life.
你不用担心你自己的祷告生活。
Just make sure you get into the Bible every Saturday to prepare for Sunday's message.
你只要确定就是每个礼拜六你要读点神的话，好叫你礼拜天有一些信息可分享。
And your flesh can do the rest.
那你的血肉，你自己的那个肉身就可以做其他一切的事情。
I'll even send some good people to walk with you and help you build your ministry.
我甚至可以差遣一些很不错的人来帮助你建造你的事工。
They will be very wise people just like you.
他们就会像你一样是非常有智慧的。
They'll be very gifted people just like you.
也像你一样是非常有恩赐的。
And they will help you very much to build a very big ministry.
他们会帮助你，非常多的帮助你建造一个非常大的一个事工。
Now, of course, you're thinking in your mind.
那当然，在你里头你是这样想。
Sounds great.
听起来不错哦。
Not a lot of work for me.
我不需要我做很多的事。
If God's going to, because you're thinking maybe God is engineering all this.
因为你会以为是神在这个之后在那边做的。
If God's going to bring me lots of people to help me.
你想说如果神要差遣很多人来帮助我。
That I don't have to labor and labor and labor like Nita says in prayer.
那我就不用像 Nita 讲说在祷告当中那样子持续的不断在那边生产劳力。
I don't have to spend lots of time in the Bible every day.
我也不需要每天花那么多的时间在神的话语上。
I can be busy doing the work of the Lord every day.
我可以每天花很多时间忙碌于神的工作。
Doesn't this sound wonderful?
这样听起来不是很好吗？
Doesn't it?
我这样是对的吗？
He came to one minister and he said, I'll give you a worldwide healing ministry.
他会说我给你一个全世界性的一个事工。
And he changed into a leper, and then he changed to a lion, then he changed back to a man. Satan visited a minister and said, I will give you a worldwide ministry.
就是撒旦就拜访了就是一个牧师跟他说我会给你一个世界性的事工。
And then he changed into a lion. Then he changed into a leper. Satan.
然后这个撒旦就他自己变成一个，就是一个狮子，然后变成一个 leper， 豹子。No, Satan 变成狮子，还有那个豹子。
then he changed back into a man.
然后他又变回了一个人。
And he said, "I did this to prove to you that I have great power."
他向这个牧师说：“我这样子变来变去，向你证明说我是有极大的能力。”
He said, "If you will just bow down and worship me,"
就是你如果这样跪下来敬拜我
，I'll give you a healing ministry that will stretch across the world."
我就会给你一个医治的事工，是可以这样伸展到全世界。
As crazy as this seems, the minister agreed.
就是听起来很疯狂哈，可这个牧师却同意。
Satan disappeared.
然后撒旦就这样消失了。
And this man came back from Africa with a huge healing ministry.
那这个人就从非洲回来，他有个非常非常大的一个医治事工。
He traveled all over the world, saw great healings and miracles.
就他在世界各地这样旅行了，有非常多的医治的这些神迹奇事。
He didn't have to worry about prayer.
他不需要担心有没有祷告。
He didn't have to worry about the time in the Word.
他也不需要担心说是不是有花时间在神的话上。
He didn't have to worry about staying pure in heart.
他也不用担心说他的心是不是为主保持纯正。
He didn't have to worry about battles with the enemy.
也不用想说是不是跟仇敌需要征战。
Sounds great, doesn't it?
听起来好像很容易，很好。
The only thing was, he was in danger of losing his soul.
但是那个危险就是说他已经面临要失去他灵魂的这个问题。
After several years of this kind of life,
就这样子的生活维持差不多几年之久。
He entered into obscurity.
他就进入一个不道德的生活里面。
A friend of mine happened to run across him in a recreational area.
就是我一个朋友刚好在一个游乐区碰见他。
And he said to him, "What happened to you?"
就问他说，你发生了什么事吗
？You were one of the most popular speakers in the body of Christ only a few years ago.
就几年以前你是个就是几乎是在就是在整个基督教界你是个最受欢迎的一个讲员。
And then suddenly you just disappeared. What happened?
你怎么会一下就不见了？你到底怎么发生什么事呢？
The man told my friend the story I just shared with you.
就是那个牧师就告诉妮塔的朋友，就是刚才他所讲的这个故事。
He said after a few years,
他说在几年之后
，I thought I really had it made.
我就觉得说 我一切都有了
Because I really believe God had given me that healing ministry.
因为我一直是深信说是神把那个医治的事工给我的
He said, but after a few years,
但是几年之后
I suddenly became very ill.
我就突然非常非常就是软弱生病了
I became so ill,
我是病得那么的深
I was laying in the hospital dying.
我就是在就是垂死在医院里面
Just at the very edge,of going on into the other life.
就是在我几乎已经要就是踏入死亡的时候
Jesus walked into my room.
就是耶稣走进我的病房
And he said to me,
他向我说
I gave you a ministry.
我给你了一个事工
Then you bowed your knee to Satan.
但是你却就像撒旦你这样屈膝跪拜
Thinking you could build your own ministry.
你心想说你可以来建造你自己的事工
And you perverted that beautiful thing that I gave you.
然后你就完全的毁坏了我所给你那么美丽的事情
He said, you're laying in this hospital bed and you're going to die.
耶稣跟他说你今天躺在这边你会死的
Unless you repent right now.
除非你现在马上就悔改
I want you to repent of what you've done.
我要你为你所做的这些你要悔改
I want you to promise me you will never enter the ministry again.
我要你答应我，你再也不进入这样的事工当中。
I want you to go into some obscure place.
我要你去到走到就是个很偏僻的地方。
Where no one will know you.
在那个地方没有人认得你。
And you can spend the rest of your life there.
你就在那边过你的余生。
And if you will keep your life clean.
如果你能够保持你的生命是干净的。
I will let you come to heaven.
我就会让你来天堂。
When you die.
当你死了之后
If Satan cannot destroy your ministry, he will love to help you build it.
如果撒旦不能够毁掉你的事工，他就非常乐意的要来帮助你建造你的事工。
Either by direct contact, like I just mentioned,
或者就是他直接的与你相遇，像我刚才所说的
or by just deceiving you into thinking you can build your ministry by the flesh.
或者就是这样子欺骗你，让你觉得说你可以靠着自身肉体的能力来建造你的事工。
Either way，
就是两者不管哪一种方法
，you become very ineffectual for God。
你对神来讲，你就变得非常的没有果效。
Although you may have a huge ministry，
也许你的事工是很大。
You may even have a huge healing ministry。
也许你甚至你的医治事工都非常的大。
But that does not mean that you've got a ministry that is effectual in the kingdom of God.
但那并不代表你在神国里面你的事工是有果效的。
The only thing that will keep you on track,
唯一能够让你一直走在正路上的
and make you highly effectual for God's purposes,
就是对着神的心意你是非常具有果效的
is to maintain a word and a prayer life.
就是要一直保持你在读神的话语还有一个祷告的生活
Do we have that established?
这个你能够接受吗
So Satan cannot help you build your ministry
撒旦他不能够帮助你建造你的事工
Then he wants to destroy your call
那他接下去要做就是他毁掉你的呼召
And three of his favorite ways to do it
那三个他最喜欢用的方法
is idolatry
一个就是奸淫
rebellion
一个悖逆
And immorality.
就是不道德的行为。
Idolatry.
拜偶像，拜偶像，对不起。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。
Is such things as pride.
就好像我们提的就是一个骄傲。
Covetousness.
贪婪。
Bitterness.
就苦毒。
Things that deeply pertain to the heart.
就在是很深藏在你心里面的。
In covetousness, you might put that into two categories.
就是一个贪婪，你可以把它分成两个部分。
One category is the love of power.
其中一类就是你喜爱那个权柄、那个权势。
This trips up so many ministers.
就是这一点毁掉了许多的牧师。
It also trips up so many intercessors.
还有也毁掉许多的代祷者。
The love of power.
就是你喜爱那个权势跟能力。
You start being used by God.
当你开始被神使用
，You get lifted up.
你就开始被高升。
And you start desiring more and more power to prove that you're of value.
就所以你会，你就渴望有越来越多的权势在你身上，好来证明你的价值。
When that happens,
当那个发生的时候
，you're headed for a fall.
你就已经朝向那个堕落了。
This is idolatry.
这就是个拜偶像。
When you start thinking that what you are doing for God is the only thing that is important.
如果当你开始想说只有你做的事情对神是重要的。
And you become more and more lustful.
然后你就越来越来好像满了这样的一个情欲。
For power, promotion, for self edification, self worship.
就是你好像自我崇拜自我肯定然后你希望好像 被提升。
Because of what you're doing for God.
因为你觉得你所做的为神做的。
You're in trouble.
那你就开始 在麻烦当中。
So Satan will try to bring you down through idolatry.
所以撒旦会想要用这样子一个拜偶像的方式，把你整个人就是这样带下来毁掉。
We're not going to bow our knees today and you know bow down and worship a Buddha.
所以今天我们不会跪下来在敬拜，好像是朝向一个佛祖的像在那边跪拜。
But intercessors and ministers love to worship themselves.
但是代祷者 跟牧师这些人有时候就是喜欢来敬拜他自己。
And if you don't have a prayer life, the problem is you don't even know you're doing it.
但如果你没有个祷告的生活，你就连这样做你都没有察觉到。
If you have a prayer life, you God will quicken you, He will convict you of what you're doing.
那如果你有个祷告的生活的话，神就能够来指出来光照你这些事。
And He can spare you.
他就可以来免你。
Prayer life is very important.
所以祷告生活是非常重要的。
Number two is rebellion.
然后另外一个方面，他喜欢使用的就是借由悖逆。
One of the greatest keys to being a very powerful intercessor for God is a life of obedience.
就是一个顺服的生活，对一个代祷者能够进入一个非常有能力的这个代祷里面，这是非常重要的。
I can't tell you how many times I have started to do something for the Lord.
我没办法告诉你有多少次，当我开始为神做一些事
，perhaps a prayer journey，
也许就是一个祷告的，就像这样子一个旅程。
He won't tell me where I'm going，
他不告诉我说他要带我去哪里。
I know I'm going to a city，
我只知道说我要去一个城市。
I know I need to find a certain area in the city，
我知道在这个城市里面我要去走到某一个地区。
But I can't find it on the map，
但是我在地图上却没有看到那个城。
I wasn't able to find it on the internet before I left。
甚至在我离家以前，我在那个电脑网络上都找不到我要去的那个地区在哪里。
So I go into the city blind.
所以我就这样好像很盲目的进入这个城市。
I have no idea where to find what it is I want.
我甚至都不知道我要去哪里找我所要找的。
And it comes down to this.
然后后来变成这样。
Go down this street.
然后圣灵告诉我要从这边走。
Turn right.
从这边右转。
Ah, now you're when you get to the light, turn left.
然后你碰到红绿灯的时候再向左转。
When you get to this next street.
然后你走到下面一条街的时候
，turn right，
再向右转
，and you will see on your right hand side what it is you're looking for。
那在你右手，你就会发现你所要找的。
Now if I go with my own ideas，
那如果按照我自己的想法
，I might be stopping at this store， maybe stopping at that gas station， might be stopping at this police station。
也许我会停在这个店，然后去那个加油站，然后跑到警察局去。
Trying to find if anyone knows where to find what I'm looking for.
我会找一下看有没有谁知道我要去的那个地方。
And I may use up 2 hours going around talking to people.
那我也许会花2个小时自己要去跟不同的人讲。
God can get me there in 15 minutes.
但神15分钟就把我带到那个地方。
But you learn to obey.
但你要学习怎么样来顺服他。
He doesn't speak to me audibly.
他并不是用那个可听见的声音这样子跟我说话。
Just the promptings.Of the Spirit in my heart,
就是圣灵在我里面对我这样的催促。
But because I've learned how important obedience is,
但是我已经学会顺服是何等重要。
When I feel the promptings, I make my turns.
所以当圣灵这样子引导我的时候，我就这样按着圣灵的引导。
And there, I find myself exactly where I need to be.
然后我就发现我已经站在我所要找的地方。
I can't tell you how many times I have gone to do something that I thought I needed to do.
我不知道，就是有非常非常多次，我觉得说我要去做一些事。
And the Lord will interrupt my schedule.
但是神就这样打断我原来的计划。
He'll say to me, "Go home and pray right now."
就告诉我说，你现在要回家，就在这个时候你要去祷告。
Maybe I had 3 or 4 guests with me.
所以当时我可能有3-4个客人与我同在。
I have to excuse myself from my guests.
所以我当场要就在向他们致歉，我要离开。
And I have to go home.
我就要回家。
The minute I walk through the door,
然后当我一旦进了那个门
the Lord gives me a profound vision about the future of America or the body of Christ or other nations.
那神就给我个极大的意象，是有关就是美国的未来，或者教会的哪一部分，或者哪个国家的事。
Or he will give me a word about some church and the troubles they're going through, and that I have to pray it through right now.
还就是他也许给我一个有关某一个教会他们现在所经过的，正在经过的一些困难，然后我在当时我就得马上为他们祷告。
And in my obedience,
那在我的顺服当中。
I'm able to deliver the church from that problem, call the pastor, let him know what the Lord has shown me in prayer.
我就有办法能够帮助那个教会从困难当中出来，然后我可以打电话给那个牧师，跟他分享神所告诉我的。
And find out that if I had not obeyed at that moment,
然后我就发现在当时我没有，如果没在那一刻，我这样去顺服神的话，
it would have been too late.
那就会太迟了。
There are times that I have virtually saved the lives of people.By being obedient to pray now,
so 有很多次就是因为我顺服，我当时马上去祷告，我就其实救了很多人的性命。
I can remember a time that the Lord called me into intercession.
我记得有次当神叫我进去祷告
，and He gave me a vision of a young teenager that I knew, incidentally.
他就是给我一个我所知道的一个年轻孩子的一个意象。
She was sitting alone in a dark place. I couldn't really well discern exactly where it was she was sitting.
就这个女孩子坐在一个很黑的地方，我当时不能够分辨那个黑暗的地区是什么地方。
It looked like an unfinished house.
好像是一个还没有建好的那个房子。
But she was sitting alone in this house and she was crying.
但她一个人坐在那个房子在那边流泪。
And the Lord said to me, she needs deliverance.
然后神告诉我说她需要被释放。
He told me the name of the evil spirit that had captivated her.
她就告诉我说那个这样子抓住她的这样的一个邪灵的名字是什么。
She said she's ready right now for deliverance, so deliver her.
他说他现在就已经预备好要被释放，所以你现在就来释放他。
So I spoke out in the spirit.
所以我就在灵里面我这样说。
Commanded that evil spirit to leave her.
我就命令那个邪灵现在离开他。
I called her parents.
我就打电话给他的父母亲。
I asked her parents where their daughter was.
我问他们父母说你的女儿现在在哪里
？They said she had run away from home.
他们说她就是已经离家出走了。
That they had been out looking for her.
他们四处去寻找。
Didn't know where she was.
不知道她在哪里。
I told them what I saw.
我告诉他们我所看见的
，What God had me do，
还有神要我所做的
，And I told them she'll be home shortly because she's been set free。
我告诉他父母亲说你的女儿很快就回来，因为她已经被得到自由了。
Within a half hour, she was home。
然后半个小时之后，这个孩子就回来了。
And she was a different person than when she left。
她是跟走以前一个完全不一样的一个孩子了。
But you see, she was ready.To be delivered at that precise moment,
就是这个女孩子在当时就在那个很精准的那个时刻说她预备好可以被释放。
Her heart was in anguish over the war that was inside of her.
她的心中因着她里面所有的一切的征战，真是非常的痛苦。
If I had not been obedient,
如果当时我如果没有顺服的话
，I wouldn't have been available at the very moment God needed someone to deliver her.
就在那个时刻，神需要一个人来为她祷告的时候，我当时我就不在场。
So here she is, 1,000 miles away.
所以这个孩子是在几千里之外。
And she's been set free through my obedience.
然后就因着我的顺服，她在那个地方，她就能够被释放得自由。
Now I'm telling you things like this for a reason.
我告诉你这些事是有一个原因。
If you're not learning the lessons of obedience in your everyday life,
如果你不在你每天的生活当中你学会顺服
，If God says I want you to give something up and you don't do it.
就是神让你说你放弃某样东西，但是你却不去做。
If he says I want you to change attitudes over one thing or another, and you refuse to do it,
那神如果告诉你说我要你对这件事情的态度改变，然后你拒绝这样做。
If you're not learning obedience in your everyday life,
如果你不在你每天的日常生活学会顺服
，when your prayer life depends on obedience,
就是当你的就是你的祷告生活是完全依靠你的顺服
，you will not obey.
那你就没有办法去顺服
，because your pattern is one of rebellion.
因为你所有的一个生活形态是一个悖逆的形态。
When he needs you to be obedient in prayer,
当他需要你顺服的，然后去祷告的时候
，you won't obey.
你就不会去顺服。
So you will not be able to be used in prayer in a big way, but only in a small way.
所以你没有办法在一个大的一个范围当中，在祷告上来被使用，而只能很微小的被使用。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说的是吗？
These are very important lessons.
这是一个非常重要的功课。
In my years of being an intercessor,
在我多年身为一个代祷者
，and in teaching the body of Christ how to pray,
还有在神的家中，我教导人怎么样祷告。
The one thing I've learned
有一件事情我学到的是
is that very few people understand the importance of lining their life up with their prayer life.
就是很少人明白，就是说他要把他的生活跟他的祷告生活需要对准。
They don't understand that the way they live every day is going to have a great effect on their prayer life.
就他们并不了解，他们每一天怎么样的生活会很大的影响到他们的祷告生活。
And so I've known pastors who spend 2 and 3 hours a day in prayer.
我认识一些牧师每天花两三个小时祷告。
But they've been hurt and hurt and hurt.
但他们一再的被伤害。
And they get bitter, more bitter, more bitter, more bitter.
然后他们就越来越苦读，越来越苦读，越来越苦读。
So although they spend so much time in prayer,
所以即便他们花了两三个小时这么多时间在祷告，
their prayers are not very effectual.
他们祷告却没有什么功效。
Because they have moved into idolatry, the idolatry of bitterness.
因为他们进入了那个拜偶像，就是他们就敬拜这样的苦读。
So our life outside of the prayer closet determines how our life inside of the prayer closet is going to go.
就是我们在祷告室之外的那个生活，影响到我们在祷告室里面，我们祷告会怎么样的发展。
Furthermore,
更进一步的。
Our life inside the prayer closet will determine our life outside of the prayer closet.
那我们在祷告室里面，我们的祷告也会影响我们在这个祷告室之外，我们的生活会如何。
If we come into the prayer closet for the purpose of, first of all, communion with God,
就是如果我们进入我们祷告室，我们的最主要的目的是要跟神有一个交通。
Secondly, to wait upon Him and hear His will.
然后第二个，其次第二个就是你要在那边等候神，然后听候他的旨意。
Third.To obey His will.
第三个，你愿意去顺服他的旨意。
And to do whatever it is He wants you to do in this hour or 2 hours of prayer.
然后按着他在接下，就他希望你接下去这一两个小时你要做的事情，你去做。
These disciplines develop disciplines for outside of the prayer closet.
而这样子的一种纪律，自我的要求会来决定你在这个祷告室之外，你的生活会如何。
If you're going into the prayer closet.
如果你进入你的祷告室
and you're thinking, I'm going to warfare on this over this, I'm going to warfare over that, I'm going to pray over this.
那你自己决定说我要来为这个征战，为那个征战，然后为这个事情祷告。
And you have your whole agenda written out.
然后你把你所有要做的这些事项，你全部都把它写下来了。
Then you haven't learned the discipline of following the Lord.
那你就还没有学会这种纪律，就是怎么样来跟随神。
And your prayer life will be ineffectual.
那你的祷告生活就没有功效。
You will affect some things, please understand that, but you will not affect great things.
你要了解到，就是你还是会多少影响一些，但是不是一个很大的影响。
And the disciplines you could have learned in the prayer closet to help you outside of the prayer closet will never be learned.
那你在你祷告室里面所应该学的这种纪律，以至于能够帮助你这个之外的那些生活这些纪律，你就没有学到。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你懂我现在说的吗？
Do this if you do.
如果有的话，请点头。
We're going to give you a grade at the end of this class. Prayer is not about us.
祷告并不是在乎于我们。
It's about Him.
是完全在乎于神。
It's about His will.
是为了他的旨意。
It's about His presence.
是为了他的同在。
It's about His kingdom.
是为了他的国度。
It's about His joys.
是在乎于他的喜乐。
So if prayer is about Jesus and not about us,
那所以如果祷告是为了耶稣而不是为了我们
then we want Him to be the boss of our prayer life. Amen.
Amen. 我们就当然希望他成为我们祷告生活的那个主管。
Now you may have a list of people you need to pray for.
你也许是有个名单，这些是你需要代祷的人。
And I'm not saying not to pray for the people.
我也不是告诉你说你就不要为他们祷告。
But when you get into the prayer closet.
但是当你进入你祷告室当中
and you've spent your time in worship,
然后你花时间这样敬拜神
you spent your time in the word,
然后在读神的话
and you have developed the fellowship with the Lord,
然后你也培育出跟神的当中的交通
and now it's time to pray for the people,
那现在就是那个时间你可以为人来代祷
you bring the name of the person before the Lord,
你把这个人的名字呈现在主面前
you say something to the effect, my lofty father,
你就跟主说，主，我就是跟你所爱的父说。
I want to pray for my dear friend, Pastor Grace.
我要为我亲爱的朋友江牧师来祷告。
And in my natural understanding, I think she needs this and this.
按照我自然人的想法，我觉得她会需要这些跟这些事。
But my dear precious father,
但是我亲爱的天父
I know that you know what she needs more than I do.
我知道你比我更知道他所需要的。
So I'm asking you to fill my heart.
所以我呼求你能够充满我的心。
With the things that are upon your heart for my dear friend Pastor Grace.
把你心中有关于你对江牧师的一些想法放在我的里面。
And then begin to pray loving prayers over her.
然后就开始在一些爱的言语当中开始为你的朋友来祷告。
Before very long.
然后不久之后。
You will experience.The thoughts and the feelings of the Lord.
你就会开始经历到神的他的一个感受，他的想法。
And the things that He has planned for Pastor Grace.
还有就是，你会知道说他对江牧师他所要有的计划。
So instead of praying all the things you thought needed to be prayed.
所以你不是说按照你一切你觉得你该为他祷告的事情。
You'll be praying the things that God needs you to pray.
而你就开始祷告说神他需要你去为江牧师祷告的事情。
Following the Lord in prayer is the most important thing you can do.
在你的祷告生活当中，你去跟随神是一件最重要的事情。
It alone will bring forth the fruit.
然后再这样持续下去做，你就会得到果子。
That He wants to see brought forth in your life of prayer.
那些果子是神希望借由你的那个祷告生活能够带出来的。
Following the Lord means you need to develop an obedient heart.
就是你想跟随神的话，你需要培育出一个跟随神、顺服神的一个心。
You need to learn to obey the Lord and obey His word.
你需要学会怎么样来顺服神，而且来顺服神的话。
Rather than leaning to your own understanding on things.
而不是依靠你自己的聪明才智去理解。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我所说的吗？
It's a different concept in prayer.
这个对来讲是一个不同一个祷告的观念。
We have many books out today that will tell you exactly how to pray, give you all kinds of scriptures on how to pray.
今天的书房上有很多很多的书会告诉你说你该怎么祷告，它有很多给你很多祷告的经文。
And there's a place for those kinds of books.
然后的确这些书是有它的价值的。
But primarily in the life of a beginning intercessor.
但那是在一个好像一个初步的一个祷告的代祷者身上。
But for someone who wants to be very useful for God.
但对一个想要对神来讲是被神所使用的人。
What I'm sharing with you is the only way to do it.
那我刚刚所跟你分享是唯一能够做到的方法。
Amen.
Amen.
So, idolatry must go.
所以那个拜偶像必须离开我们。
Rebellion has to be a way of the past.
那个悖逆需要远远的离开我们。
And of course, immorality cannot be in your life.
那当然，你生命当中不可以有任何不道德的事。
You cannot involve yourself in things that are illegal in the eyes of God on the internet.
就是你不能允许你自己在就是在那个网络上看一些对神来讲是不合法的事。
May I speak to you from my heart for a moment?
我能不能从心里跟你们分享一些事
？When you go into the prayer closet,
当你进入祷告室的时候
，My dear friends,
我亲爱的朋
友 you are in the most holy place in all the earth.
你是在全地当中，你进入一个最圣洁的地方。
When you go into this holy place,
当你进入这个圣洁之地。
Before the Lord of all creation,
你是在一切创造一切万有的这个神面前。
You want to be holy.
你会想要是一个圣洁的人。
You don't want to be defiled.
你不希望是一个好像一个败坏被玷污的。
You want to be holy.
你渴望要成为圣洁。
So that you can enjoy Him.
以至于你能够这样子的享受他。
And He can enjoy you.
他也可以来享受你。
You may not feel the great holiness of His presence.
也许你当时没有感觉到他那个圣洁的那个极大的同在。
But you see, it's not based on feelings.
但你要知道，这并不是按着我们的感觉。
Being in the presence of the great King,
在这个大君王的同在当中
is holy.
是圣洁的。
Prayer must be a holy experience.
祷告应该是一个圣洁的经历。
That develops a holy life.
它发展出一个圣洁的一个生活。
Now, if you sit.In front of your computer,
那如果你坐在你的电脑前
and you look at things on the internet,
然后你看了一些就是电脑上的事
that are improper,
是不合宜的
then you go into the prayer closet to seek the Holy God,
然后你进入你的祷告室要去寻求这位圣洁的神
you defile His presence,
你事实上你就玷污了，就毁坏了他的同在
and you come before Him defiled.
然后你到他面前，你也是个被毁坏、被玷污的。
If
如果
you sit and you watch television,
你坐在那边看电视。
Most of the programs on the television today,
今天电大部分的电视节目
，My goodness, if not all of them，
如果不是全部的话
，are not the kinds of things that the eyes of a Christian should behold。
但大部分都是基督徒不应该看的。
I don't want to go into explicit details. If you watch television, you know what I'm talking about.
我不想进入很就是很多的细节，但如果你看电视，你知道我在说什么。
These things defile you.
这些东西真的是败坏你。
They defile your Holy Spirit.
它真的就是败坏你里面的圣灵。
They defile your holy temple.
它是毁坏你里面那个圣殿。
When you then go into the presence of our holy God.
然后之后你进入去进到那个圣洁的神的同在当中
Your soul is all troubled.
其实你的魂是那样子的受搅扰
You hear people cursing.
你听到人彼此这样咒骂
You hear people yelling at each other.
彼此这样大喊大叫
Your soul is all distressed.
就是你的魂是那样子的受搅扰
You have much worry and anxiety.
你里面有非常多的忧虑很多的就是那个重担
There's no peace.
并没有那个平安在那边
Because you have defiled your sacred soul.
因为你已经毁坏掉你那个非常圣洁宝贵的那个魂灵魂
Raise your hand if you understand what I'm saying.
举起手如果你知道我正在跟你说什么
The prayer closet is a holy place reserved for you and God.
你的祷告室是一个圣洁的地方是单单为你跟神所存留的
When you watch these programs on television,
就当你在看这些电视的节目
，You may think, well, I'm not doing that immoral act.
你说我不会像他们做这些不道德的行为啊。
So that doesn't affect me.
所以那个对我没有影响的。
But the Bible teaches that if you do not prevent,
但圣经告诉我们说，如果你没有阻挡
，You are giving permission.
那你就是给他有许可。
To wrongdoing.
就是他们所做的一切不对的事。
And even though you are in a state of passivity,
就虽然你是处于一个好像一个被动的状况。
In God's eyes, it is as though you yourself had committed the sin.
但在神的眼中呢，你其实就是做了跟他们一样的这个罪的事情。
And so your soul is engaged in passive sin all the time. You are engaged in this stuff on the internet. You are watching it on television.
就是当你在看这些电视节目，或者在电脑上看这些事情的时候，你的灵魂其实一直都是从事于这些就是不敬虔的事。
Even many magazines，
甚至很多的杂志
，are very worldly，
是非常属世界的。
Even bodybuilding magazines，
甚至是这些有关就是教会建造这些的。
You can see bodybuilding magazines that are as worldly。As the worst kind of pornographic magazines on the market.
好，我不是见到教会哦，就是那个健身的那些杂志，那可能就是最糟糕的一些色情的照片在里面。
Am I telling you the truth?
我说的是真的吗
？Men can see things about women that they should not be seeing of any woman but their wife.
就是许多男人他可以看到很多女人的一些部分，其实他只能该在他的太太身上看到的。
And women are seeing things about men.That they should not see of any man but their husband.
同样的，女人也看到一些东西，从一些其他男人身上，那些东西是不该看，除了只在她自己的先生身上。
In your mind, you're thinking, "Well, this is just a bodybuilding magazine."
那在你的思想里面想，哦，这只不过就是个健美的一个杂志而已。
But to the Holy Spirit of God that dwells within you.
但是针对那个住在你里面那个圣灵来说
，it is defiling.
那实在是一个毁灭性，一个
It grieves him.
会让他很伤痛。
What I'm trying to tell you,
我所要告诉你的是
is if you want to develop a prayer life that is effectual before God,
就是你如果渴望在神面前能够培育出一个有功效的祷告生活
and you want to move up in effectiveness quickly,
就是你而且你希望能够快快的在这个祷告的效率上你能够很快的增长
you must separate yourself from the defiling influences.Of the secular world,
你就必须把你自己从这个带有毁坏性、玷污性的这个世界性的影响力当中，你要分别出来。
As much as you possibly can,
你要尽可能的去这样做。
What you cannot separate yourself from, God will give you grace.
那些你没有办法分别出来的事情的地方，神就会给你恩典。
But on the obvious things,
但是在一些很明显的地方
，that need to be removed from your life.
应该把你从就是从你生命当中被弄出去的。
God will give you grace for only one thing.
神只会给你在一件事上给你有恩典。
Removing these things from your life.
就是给你恩典，能够把这事从你生命当中除去。
Now the benefit of doing this.
而做这些事情的好处是
，is that when you go into the holy presence of our God.
就当你进入我们神那个圣洁的同在当中
，you're free to enjoy His holiness.
你就可以很自由的来享受他的那个喜乐。
You're free for Him to develop deeper and deeper and deeper levels of holiness in you.
你就很自由的可以容让他在你生命里面来培育出更深更深的圣洁。
His heart is blessed.
他的神的心能够得到祝福。
Your heart is blessed.
你的心也蒙着祝福。
And the world is feeling sad because they lost one more man of victory for God.
那世界呢就很失望，因为他又失去了一个人，因为他这个人在神里面得着了得胜。
And of course, there are always the obvious things.
因为当然总是有这些很明显的事。
Things that you know, the Bible is very clear about that you should not be doing in this life.
你知道，就是在你今生，圣经上已经很清楚讲到你不可以做的事。
We don't need to go over those things. You know what immorality is.
我不需要告诉你什么是不道德的事，你知道那是什么。
So passive or active, stay away from the immorality of the world.
就是不管你是被动还是主动的，你要远远的离开这个世界上的不道德。
Then we see in verse 8 and 9.
然后我们看到第八、第九节。
Go ahead and read it, just 8 and 9. First Corinthians 10.
哥林多前书十章第八节。第八、第九，我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人；也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的。就被蛇所灭。
So the Bible has just time. Time, is it time? Do we need to stop now, or do we have 10 more minutes? 10 more? What is he saying?
需要停吗？
Ten minutes. Okay. Turn, please, to Hebrews 12.
请翻到希伯来书十二章。
So we know now that the Bible says to flee immorality.
所以我们现在知道说神要我们要远避，要逃离这一切的不道德的事。
Flee idolatry.
要逃离这些奸淫，
flee rebellion.
还有这些悖逆的事。
And walk pure before God.
然后在神面前是清洁的。
Read 14, 15, and 16.
希伯来书十二章十四到十六节。十二章十四到十六节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来，搅乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物，把自己长子的名分卖了。
If you desire to be an intercessor,
如果你渴望成为一位代祷者
this is probably one of the most important verses in the Bible for you.
这大概是圣经当中一个相当重要的经文，是为了你。
Remember, we started out by saying that Satan's greatest desire is to bind you up so that he can destroy your house.
你记不记得我们一开始今天这一堂就说到说，神最耶撒旦最大的一个渴望，就是能够把你捆绑起来，以至于他可以来毁坏你这整个家。
I love that Jesus said, when a strong man has a house,
我很喜欢耶稣这样讲说，就是有个壮士，他有一个房子
，that he can guard and keep that house.
他可以这样子维护保有他的房子。
Unless a stronger than he comes and binds him.And then he can strip him of all of his goods.
除非有个比他更强壮的人进来把他绑起来，那他就可以把他一切所有的都给掳掠走。
I want to clarify something.
我要来澄清一件事。
Satan is not stronger than you.
撒旦并没有比你强壮。
He cannot overtake you.
他没有办法来这样子得胜于你。
Unless you allow him to.
除非你允许他。
Only when you make decisions.
就是当你做了一些决定。
How can I say this? Incorrect decisions.
一些不正确的决定。
Can you allow Satan to come in and bind you?
那你就允许撒旦进来捆绑你。
so that he can ransack your house.
然后他就可以这样子抢夺你的一切家产。
And his first ploy,
那他第一个计谋是
is going to be to create bitterness in your heart.
就是在你心里面来产生苦毒。
He will set up circumstances so that your feelings get hurt.
就他会就制造一些环境让你的感觉受伤。
He will cause betrayals if he can.
他会造成一些好像彼此的一个就是背叛。
Arguments.
一些争吵。
He will cause even persecutions if he can.
他甚至会造成一些好像一些逼迫。
It's amazing how peaceful a family can be.
你会很惊讶于一个和平的家庭。
Until someone in the family decides to be an intercessor.
然后就一直到这个就是家中有一个人决定要成为一个代祷者。
And they no longer live in harmony and unity with the proverbial family flow.
然后他们就没办法，他们过去所有这个当中就开始产，就没办法活在那个合一当中。
Their life begins to belong to the Lord instead of to the family.
然
后 to the Lord instead of the family.
然后他们的生活就开始就是他们的生命属于神，而不是属于他的家。
So tempers start to rise.
所以他们那些脾气、一些事情就开始产生。
People hurt their feelings, so then they have to hurt your feelings.
那有些人他情感受伤，所以他就决定要来伤害你。
People misunderstand why you have to go and be alone with the Lord.
他们不明白说为什么你要一个人去花时间跟神同在呢？
Have you ever gone through that?
你有没有经历过这样的事？
You'll go through that if you're an intercessor.
如果你是代祷者，你就经历过这样的事。
And so you can let hurt.Unforgiveness eventually become bitterness.
你不能允许那些就是不饶恕或者一些伤痛，最终成为那个苦毒。
And if you do that,
如果你那样子去做
，you have allowed Satan to put a chain around your soul.
那其实你就是允许撒旦在你的灵魂上面摆了一个铁链。
He'll set up another situation.
那他就会再创造另外一个机会。
The unforgiveness and the bitterness will grow.
然后这个 不饶恕还有那个苦毒就会更加长大。
Another chain around your soul.
他就会另外一条链子又捆上来在你的灵魂上。
When he sees how successful he is, he'll set up another situation.
那当撒旦看到说他每次计谋都很成功，他就会再来一次。
You'll get your feelings hurt.
那你的感觉又受伤。
You'll get angry.
你生气。
Unforgiveness will set in.
然后你就开始更多的不饶恕。
Will become bitterness.
就变成苦毒。
And another chain goes around your soul.
然后就再一个链子在你的灵魂上。
If he can bind you,
如果他可以这样子来捆锁你
with bitterness,
用这个苦毒
he can ransack your house,
他就可以完完全全抢夺你的家
and take all the wealth out of your house,
可以把你家中一切的财宝都拿走
that God has been pouring into you through intercession,
而这些财宝是神借的代祷这样子倾降在你的家中
the Bible then tells us,
然后圣经接下来告诉我们
the next step you'll take is immorality.
然后接下来那一步他会做的就是不道德的事。
That's what happened to King David.
那就在大卫身上所发生的。
With the sin of Bathsheba.
就是跟拔示巴所发生的事。
David was a great warrior.
就是大卫他是一个非常伟大的战士。
He was such a great warrior.
他是那样子的伟大。
And such a great leader.
而且是一个非常好的一个领袖。
That Satan had to undo him somehow.
所以撒旦他总是要想个办法要能够有点毁坏他。
And so he kept using King Saul.
他就一直使用扫罗王
to attack David,
来攻击大卫
to hurt him and wound him,
去伤害他。
David tried to keep his heart pure,
大卫就一直尝试保守他的心是正直的。
But he became overwhelmed in the end.
但是至终呢，他自己有点好像有点承架不住。
And unforgiveness set in.
所以那个好像一个不饶恕就进到他的心中。
Still, everything was cool.
但是外表每件事情看起来都很好。
Saul dies, Jonathan dies.
就是那个扫罗王死了，然后约拿丹也死了。
David handles everything just the way he should.
然后大卫就处理每件事情都是那样的合宜。
He laments for Saul and Jonathan.
他为了那个扫罗王跟约拿丹，他在那边哀伤。
God begins to put the kingdom in David's hands.
然后神就把这个国度呢，就放在大卫的手中。
And when everything is going beautifully,
当每一件事情都进展这么顺利的时候
，bitterness is in David's heart.
但是那个苦毒是在大卫的里面。
And he sees Bathsheba.
他看到拔示巴。
And we know the rest of the story.
那其剩下的故事你们都知道了。
He fell into immorality.
他就掉入这个不道德的事情。
And ultimately murder.
然后最后呢，他就会去谋杀。
But it began with bitterness.
但是那个开端是苦毒。
So Satan bound him up.
所以撒旦把他捆绑起来。
And he ransacked David's house.
他就把他的家中的财宝这样子抢走。
God didn't remove him from being a king.
神并没有把他就是从王位这样挪掉。
But Satan was able to come in and cause one suffering in David's family after another.
但是撒旦却有办法进入大卫的家中，来制造连续不断的各样的一个苦难。
And it all started with unforgiveness.
但这一切都是从那个苦毒，就是不饶恕开始。
As an intercessor and as a minister.
就 你如果身为一个牧师或者是一个代祷者
You must fight against unforgiveness more than any other thing in your Christian walk.
你要好好的来为那个不饶恕来征战，胜过你为任何其他事情的征战。
Always be quick to forgive.
你要很快的去饶恕人。
And forgive immediately.
马上的去原谅。
The longer you wait to forgive, the harder it's going to be to forgive.
你等的越久去原谅，就是会越难。
And the more chains Satan will put around your soul.
过程当中就是撒旦 会摆下非常非常的链子在你的灵魂上面。
And remember, he's doing it for only one reason.
你要记得撒旦如此做就是为一个原因。
He wants to steal your goods.
因为他要偷你的东西。
And destroy you as an intercessor.
然后要毁掉你，就是毁掉你这个代祷者。
So let me, it's 11 o'clock, do we need to stop? Okay. We'll pick this up in 10 minutes.
10分钟之后我们再继续。